Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The Nets advance. Claxton, bad pass, intercepted by Giddey. On the runway with the two-handed slam dunk. Josh Giddey eating some rim in Chicago.
What?
That's Lawrence Holmes' favorite Chicago Bull. He loves that guy's game. No, not Chuck Swirsky. You do love Swirsky's game.
The legend? Hell yeah.
It's Josh Giddey's game you're not a fan of. Tell people what you hate about Josh Giddey's game,
that
Lawrence.
It always feels like he's in the middle of a rec league game, that there's no urgency to his game at all. He would prefer not to play defense one bit, and that's it. Like, I have no time for I get how talented he is.
Yeah.
I get how tantalizing his talent is, but it's a guy that you can't count on at the end of the game. Even though he's shooting threes better, I have no use for him.
And he looks like he's always trying to control the pace and get everything slowed down to his tempo. And there's some guys in the league. You know that dude Kyle Anderson?
Yes.
He busts his ass to try and play good defense, which is why even though he's kind of slow and he's not a great shooter, but he's a good passer, he's played on a lot of pretty decent teams through the years. He's had a long, nice career.
Since we're bitching about the Bulls and no one cares on this show except for me, and I'm all right with that, because why would you, right? Like, why would you?
Well, I would care. I'll care soon.
I saw my guy Darnell Mayberry do a story about Patrick Williams, and what does it mean when Patrick Williams comes back from injury for Modest? And I was reading it, and I was like, it don't mean bleep, because Darnell has had to write that story for the last 5 years.
Oh, dude.
And Modest is playing ball. Let him play ball.
The what's going to motivate Patrick Williams story?
Or he's coming back from injury story.
Uh-huh.
Like, 5 years. It's the same story. I'm good with Modest. Modest has been balling out with his opportunity. There is no reason to take minutes from that young man, especially in the minutes environment that you're in.
Well,
that has concluded our Bulls on the court conversation.
Now, well, Bulls off the court is going to connect to Bulls on the court. Shout out to Casey Johnson, a wonderful guy, a delightful person with good music taste, a good hang. And obviously, a veteran Bulls observer.
When you think dope, you think Casey Johnson.
Yeah, you do.
Actually, I kind of do. I think Casey is dope.
Yeah. I've never smoked dope with the man, and I don't plan to.
That's not what I meant.
I got it. You just meant, yeah, I got you.
Cool guy has all sorts of stories.
Casey
hell
has,
of a basketball player.
He's got a new pod. What's the new pod called, Tanny? Do you know? Because I should.
As if I need a podcast to learn more about basketball.
By the Horns.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
By the Horns.
It made me relapse.
Not
Shane, back into basketball?
Shane's a hoops junkie. Tanny is Dr. NBA. They have a very odd relationship.
We just went through a very extensive medical detox, Tanny and I, and he detoxed me, and then I relapsed by the Horns.
And by the Horns is not a suggestion to anybody to take this franchise off the Reinsdorf's hands. It's BY, so by the Horns. Grab the bull, or the Bulls by the Horns.
You mess with the bull.
Yeah, you get the horns. Well, Casey Johnson messed with Josh Giddey. And of course, as one does, you end up talking about pregame fashion. Let's
You're
listen
kind of
in.
A fashion dude. Where did that start and how into it are you?
Very into it. Because
you can see I am not.
It started when I was in Oklahoma, probably my second year. My first year, I tried to get it, but I couldn't dress. And I didn't want to spend the time trying to get clothes and different things. But my second year, I got into it a lot more. And it's something I've just enjoyed doing and being able to put on different outfits.
And how many jackets do you think you have of those funky jackets?
I got a lot. I got a big closet.
Give me a number.
Jackets?
Yeah. Rough estimate.
I don't know. 200? I don't know. There's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I got two closets in the house, so they had to. It wouldn't all fit in one room. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Stop buying jackets.
So, like bomber jackets or what?
Like down coats. Long coats, fur coats, not just suit jackets,
Matt
whatever.
Spiegel, you don't stop naming coats.
Coat draft.
How about instead of shopping for jackets, you learn how to play defense?
Wow, okay? Speaks?
How about instead of going to Jacket Town, you know?
Is that Dustin Rhodes over there? I can't see.
Instead of shopping at Jacket Schmacket and Jackets R Us, you know, over in the Jacket District. You know, instead of shopping over there, why don't you watch some defensive videos?
Jeez.
My God.
I know you thought I was going to be with you on this ride.
200 jackets?
I am not.
What the hell, man?
I don't like his game.
You got
let
a lot
that
of
man
money.
Buy as many jackets as he wants.
Got a lot of money. You're a young kid. Enjoy yourself. Sure, but 200 jackets? Move your feet, man. Next time you're going jacket shopping, why don't you move laterally? And see if you could rotate, maybe. See if the jacket salesman covers another customer, move to where he is, okay? Practice that over in the jacket
it's
store.
It's the jacket. The jacket. The jacket.
200 jackets, man. What the hell?
It's got a lot of jackets.
Come on, Lawrence. Come with me to old man town.
I
the
can't.
Jacket. Why not?
As someone who has a whole bunch of hoodies, I can't hate on this.
How
man.
Many hoodies you got? 30?
Probably 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a lot of space for those hoodies, huh?
I do.
Oh, man. Well.
And I'm actually starting to move into, like, bomber jackets. Like, that's going to be kind of a thing, I think.
Oh, really? All right.
From a fashion standpoint.
If you end up with 200. But you play defense. I've seen you play defense.
I do play defense.
On the softball field.
Yeah.
You know how you prepare for the show.
And my basketball game is all defense at this point.
You work on the radio show. If you were messing up the mechanics of this radio show or not checking in on the shared Google Doc or not hanging around on the group thread and you were busy out there buying jackets, I'd have a sit down with you, sir. I would.
Okay, now I know where the line is, so that's good. But I'm okay with him going out and buying jackets.
I'm not.
I would also like for him to play better defense or even try.
I don't think he can do both. It's clear. It's
Those
clear.
Two things are diametrically
it's
opposed.
It's clear that he spent way more time shopping for jackets than he has watching defensive videos or working on his damn defense.
Yeah.
Kids in love with jackets.
Yeah, he likes clothes.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
it. It's too many.
Dave Wannstedt is here. We are going to have him in studio. Along with having him in studio, we are going to talk with Troy Aikman. All of that is coming up next on The Score.